They're going to look at the piers. Those are the columns that support each end of a bridge, trying to determine what their condition was.
Robert Halstead is a railroad accident reconstructionist. He says he's reviewed more than 600 crashes, so he understands what the National Transportation Safety Board will want to know.
They're going to be looking at the bridge inspections going back probably a number of years on this bridge to see if there's any common threads that might be of interest.
He says three scenarios are possible. The train derailed before it got to the bridge over I-25, it derailed while on the bridge itself, or the bridge collapsed first.
They're going to be looking at bend and shear to see if any of the steel components were sheared in any way, and if so, determine if that occurred during the derailment or if that was present prior to the derailment.
Halstead says bridges like that one are supposed to be inspected annually and train tracks twice a week. He believes under all the coal and wreckage, there are answers. I'm Jim Williams.